Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Newman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, columnist for Yahoo Finance. Finance.yahoo.com is the website. Rebounders is one of his books. Liberty for All is another one. I encourage you to check those out wherever books are sold. Rick, thanks for being here. Yahoo Finance, that means you talk about the financial world. What does the financial world think about the political players? Who's more likely to make the financial world happy of the two big parties? What do you think?
Well, the financial world, you're talking about the banks, Wall Street mostly, and they've become a frequent target.
In corporate America, unless you want to lump corporate America into Wall Street, which I often do.
Well, I think they're actually different in this case because Wall Street, quote Wall Street, has clearly become a target among all the not all the candidates, but many of the candidates, including mm-hmm. some on the Republican side,
right.
And it's clear this is a populist election we're having right now, mm-hmm. which explains why Bernie Sanders is so popular, explains why Donald Trump is so popular. So you have to distinguish who is just giving lip service to getting tough on Wall Street and who would actually do it. I think Wall Street is not happy at all with a lot of the rhetoric, but I think the bankers also realize that. This is a lot more talk than action. So I think they would be okay with Hillary Clinton if she were to win. She is talking tough about clamping down on the banks, and
That's primary rhetoric.
Right. Well, you have to figure out, is it or is it not?
Yeah. Well, she's up to her armpits in corporate America. Herself.
She is more or less, and as a senator, she got a lot of donations from Wall Street, and she is getting some donations from Wall Street now, but her biggest donor group is not Wall Street, it's employers and law firms.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Hillary were to win, Wall Street would have her ear, but I'm not sure they would have her heart. And on the Republican side, I don't know, Donald Trump, he has not really been attacking the banks that much. They all mostly oppose this tax break called the carried interest loophole.
Mm-hmm.
That mostly benefits not Wall Street writ large, but the private equity part of Wall Street. I think that one particular loophole is endangered, though the companies that need it are sure to fight like mad to keep
going, regardless of who the president and who Congress is, that's going to be in jeopardy over the next 4 years, isn't it?
I think so, and it actually does not. It's a tax break that just does not make a lot of sense. It's hard to see.
Explain the carried interest loophole for folks.
Well, it mostly benefits private equity firms, and it allows you to have a lot. It gives you an opportunity to have your profits taxed at investment rates.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, capital gains.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, which is lower than the top income tax bracket.
Exxon, if you're a sub S corp. And you're doing really great as a small business, and your earnings are in hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're going to have some. Your bottom line is your pass through profits. You're going to have some taxes at 39%. But
yeah,
if you're a hedge fund and you make that kind of money, you're going to pay 20%.
Yeah, this tax break is not available to you.
Right.
If you're a small business, or if you're most businesses, And it's not even hedge funds, really, Jim. It's mostly private equity. So it's just one very. I mean, it's not a small.
But they're making a lot of money. And even though it's not that much money, it's just an annoyance, isn't it?
It's an annoyance.
It's irritant.
It seems patently unfair, and they're. In a time of rising income inequality, these things are the things that get the attention. And this is a tax break. You can't really look at this and say, well, it does create an incentive for hiring, or it helps businesses that might otherwise be struggling. I mean, you know, there are other tax breaks, like one for research and development, that are arguably have a much better purpose.
Right. I'll tell you something. There's a lot of private equity firms. Some of the work they do actually hurts jobs.
Right. And you know, there are a lot of studies about private equity. Surely you can make a lot of money there, but I think, you know, it's one of these deals where the jury's out. Are these companies actually good for business? I mean, there are certainly some cases where they have come in and fixed or saved struggling businesses, but there are also many others when they've come in and just carved it up, saddled it with debt, and made the company worse off. And just taking as much value out of the company for themselves.
Right.
You know, they charge huge fees.
They get on the board, and part of that whole process is they make them lay off a bunch of people it's an ugly process that we've all seen, and that's, you know, from an optics standpoint, it looks really bad for them, and I agree with you. I think it's going to be in jeopardy. So when we come back, I'm going to get Rick to do a little handicapping. What does he think is going to happen today? And we're going to talk a little bit more politics after these messages. Rick, give us your website quickly, please.
Mine is rickjnewman.com.
All right. And Rebounders is one book. Liberty for All is another one by our good friend Rick Newman. Encourage you to check those out. 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame here in Chicago. Take a stop.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.